Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
American Muslim 360 is we will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Rafaya with Vegan Health and Wellness. And I'd like to welcome you to the show today. Again, this is Vegan Health and Wellness, and I'm Dr. Rafaya. I'm located in Southern California, and I run a vegan deli in Viva La Vegan, which is the largest vegan supermarket on earth. In fact, it's the only vegan, all-vegan supermarket where if you're vegan or if you're vegetarian and you want to shop comfort-free, I mean, you just come in and you know that you don't have to guess if there are any animal products in the foods or if it's, say, 60% organic. And, it's hard to know if the GMOs, you know, people don't have to say if the GMOs in food, but we try to have the healthiest food that we can possibly get in the store and in the deli. And today's show, I'd like to talk about something that I've had a couple of shows about, and it's gout. I went to a couple of meetings this week, and it was so heartbreaking to see the brothers and one sister. This is three meetings that I went through this week, and I would say out of a meeting of about 25 to 30 people, there were 7 to 8 in each meeting that had gout. And I was just so stunned. It was just so heartbreaking to see that so many of us have this debilitating, heartbreaking disease. And it all goes back to generational eating. Remember, we always talk about, I always try to mention generational eating because it's a perpetual cycle of eating the wrong types of foods that create an epidemic. We have so many health issues here in America, across the earth. I mean, in 2013, you can't even imagine the diseases that are rampant, that we don't even know about, that are so awful and so horrific. And gout is just one of them, and it's so painful, and it can be avoided, and it can be treated by eating as healthy as you can. So the first part of the show is going to be about symptoms of gout and how we can deal with it. And the other part is, what does white bread and white sugar do for the body? Okay, so we're going to start talking about gout today because this is something that really, really is important to me because I have a couple of relatives that have gout. And let's just go through this very, very slowly so you can get an idea of just what it is. I mean, you may have office workers, you may have friends, you even have relatives that suffer and suffer. It's so painful from gout. So let's talk about this today, and let me get this information out to you and explain what exactly is gout. Gout is a rheumatic disease that is especially painful, and is caused by uric acid crystals that build up between the spaces, you know, between the joints and tissues, and it results in stiffness and extreme pain. When I saw these brothers trying to get up and walk, and one had a cane, and these were young brothers. These aren't old. These were in their 40s. Some were in their 30s, and that's what's so heartbreaking when you see young people with this suffering disease. And when I looked it up, I found that women are more likely to suffer from gout after menopause. So, yes, women are not immune to having gout. Usually you think of men that are overweight, that have health issues already, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, those types of things. And then you just add gout on to the party, and that's just one other painful situation that you're adding to your body through diet. Diet. It always comes back to diet. All right? And a friend of mine always talks about, why do they call it diet? Like diet. Call it live it. Live it. If you're eating healthy, you're eating to live. And one of the questions is, are you eating to live, or are you living to eat? And that's the question. Ask yourself that question, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
American Muslim 360 is... We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Islamic Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
All right, welcome back to the show again. This is Dr. Faya, and this is Vegan Health and Wellness. And today we're talking about gout, the painful, painful disease that tends to attack people that have already predisposed serious health issues. So it's a compounding disease. So I'm going to go through it very slowly, and I'm going to talk about the symptoms and the remedies. So listen up, get your paper and pen out, and let's get started. All right, again, we're talking about gout, and it's referred to as a foot and toe disease. This is because one of the most common symptoms of gout is severe pain in the big toe or feet. So all you women that are walking around in these high heel shoes and these trying to be cute and trying to be trendy with the shoes that are killing, literally killing your feet, and then you have gout on top of that, I don't even want to think about the pain that you're going through trying to be cute in the 12-inch heels with the pointy toes, and you walk. You're cute now. You're cute. But you are also very foolish, because not only are these shoes throwing off your back, but it's also increasing foot problems if you have a predisposed tendency to have gout. Now, gout first appears as a nodule in the joints of the hands. Now, it's not limited. No, it's not limited to the feet and toes. You can also have it in your hands, in your elbows, and even in your ears. This is new information. I hope it is. Again, gout appears in the joints of the hands, the elbows, and the ears. You say, how on earth do you get gout in your ear? Okay, I'm going to explain it to you, so just sit back and listen. A gout attack begins without any warning and can last anywhere from a few hours to over a week. gout attacks tend to happen at night and in the early, early hours of the morning. Gout pain in the joints is characterized by a warm or hot feeling along with a swelling of the affected area. So if you start getting this slight rush or a slight tingling or a warming sensation over that area, you know that an attack is coming on. Now, during the attack, the joint or area around the joint may become red or even purple in color. So these are ways for you to see that something is happening, that it's starting. So, okay, you're looking for a feeling of warmth that's coming over the area. Then the area may swell or turn purple. Okay? As the pain swelling subside, you're left with peeling. The skin starts to peel, and you itch around the affected areas. Some people may have fever during a gout attack. Gout makes the joints stiff and severely restricting the mobility of that particular area. So it's hard for you to bend your knees. It's hard for you to walk. It's hard for you to flex your hands. Okay? We're talking familiar things here. So know that if you have these symptoms, get them checked out. Go to your doctor or look it up on the internet and research. Research. I always talk to my students and my clients. You have to take your health seriously. Just like you're going to school and you're studying and you're taking tests, you're taking your midterms, you're taking your finals. Okay, study and know the facts about these diseases that are affecting your body. And if you are eating, generational eating, these diseases do not just affect you, but they can affect other members of your family. So if you have gout and you have children, think about the diet that you're eating and stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it and change. Turn around on that dime and change your diet, because you don't want your children or your loved ones that are growing up to suffer as you are suffering. So, again, this is the information that I'm getting out to you today, because why? You have to have the knowledge and the understanding and the will to change your diet. And if you're a meat eater, we're going to talk about eating this meat, what alcohol does to it, all these things that affect your body and cause not only gout but other diseases as well. All right? And they said in some cases there are no visible symptoms of gout, and in these cases they are more likely to develop into chronic gout if they tend to remain untreated. So if you have any suspicions at all, if gout runs in your family, go get a test done. Research it. Find out what the symptoms are. Study. Find out the information so you won't be foolish and say to your doctor, well, I didn't know. Well, he's going to look at you. All the information is right at your fingertips. All you have to do is type in one little four-letter word, G-O-U-T, and get all the information that you want and need to know. The causes of gout. High levels of uric acid in the blood causes gout. When you eat foods rich in purines such as organ meats, yeast, and oily fish, sardines, are you a sardine and cracker lover? I mean, what? We're talking about yeasty breads. Adding yeast to your diet, you get an overload. All right? The body breaks down the purines and produces uric acid. Now, under normal circumstances, uric acid is flushed out of the body through the kidneys by the urination process. But if the body is producing too much uric acid for the kidneys to process, these levels of uric acid can rise dramatically. Drink water. You know, I'm always talking about drink water, not sodas, not sugary drinks, not Kool-Aid. You know what I'm talking about. You know what's healthy and what's not. And it's your choice. The choices are being put before you, and you have to make these life-changing decisions. Okay? And I'm not forcing anyone to be vegan. I'm just saying that vegan is an option. And I'm giving you the truth about what these foods are doing to you. Most of the diseases, 80 to 90%, are diet-related. Okay? So you have to think about what it is that you are putting in your mouth every day. Think about it. Now, genetics and heredity. Remember, we keep going back to this generational eating. Genetics and heredity. If your parents or other members of your family have gout, you are at a higher risk of developing the disease. In such cases, preventive measures such as changing your diet, okay, here we go, and reducing your, alcohol consumption, that can help delay the onset of gout. All right, these are facts now. These are at your fingertips. So I'm going to go to break now, and I'm coming back with the reasons that this gout is so prevalent in our people.
Greetings. This is Joanne from the Versatile Online Outerwear Store, yourchoiceofjackets.com. I invite you to visit our site to check out our growing selection of outerwear of all sizes, colors, and styles. We also offer coupons, free gifts, and low shipping. The better place to go online for outerwear, yourchoiceofjackets.com.
All right, this is Dr. Afaya, and we're back with Vegan Health and Wellness, and today the topic for the show is gout. Gout, the heartbreak and pain of gout. And we just talked about genetics and heredity. So, again, if your parents or other members of your family have gout, you are at a higher risk of developing this disease. And again, preventive measures such as changing your diet, here we go, and reducing your alcohol consumption can delay the onset of gout. Age and sex. Gout affects a larger percentage of middle-aged men. Just what I was saying about this meeting I went to earlier this week, meeting 3. And out of 30 to 40 people in each meeting that I went to talking about vegan health and wellness, there were no less than 7 to 8 men, middle-aged men, that were suffering with gout. So that's why it just prompted me to talk about it on the show today, because you have to know this information, and I have to let you know what's happening, all right? Now, men have a higher level of uric acid in the body as compared to women, and this may be why this happens. Where women are concerned, gout cases are found mainly in postmenopausal women. So after you go through menopause and after you go through all of your changes with your cycle, then what happens? You may or may not get gout, but it all goes back to what you're eating. What you're eating. Alcohol abuse. Drinking alcohol, especially beer, is said to cause gout. yeast is considered the culprit. Yeast, simple yeast. Yeast in beer, yeast in white bread, yeast in everything that rises. Yeast, yeast, yeast. We love it. It tastes good. And we eat it generation after generation after generation. And what's happening? The children of these generations are now suffering. Again, yeast is considered the culprit. Out here as a diet heavy with yeast-based products that lead to gout. Alcohol also interferes with the removal of uric acid in the body and therefore leads to high levels of causing gout. Eating a diet high in protein, having a diet that mainly consists of red meats, organ meats and oily fish can make you more susceptible to the development of gout. All right, I'm going to repeat that. Having a diet that mainly consists of red meat, organ meats, and oily fish can make you more susceptible, tongue-tied, to the development of gout. Next, a sedentary lifestyle, lack of exercise, obesity, and another thing, these brothers were obese. They were obese. They were in their middle 40s, early 40s, not even 50, 300, 400 pounds. Come on now. You have to take your life in your hands and make these conscious life-saving decisions about your health. It gets so frustrating to see our people in such a state. Exercise can help boost immunity and prevent obesity and help move those toxins out of the body and help reduce this inflammation. Other medical conditions. Remember we talked about that earlier? Other medical conditions. If you suffer from other diseases such as diabetes or high blood pressure, you may be more predisposed to developing gout. Okay, so if you already have the heartbreak of diabetes and high blood pressure, you may be a perfect candidate for developing gout. Medication. Certain medications can cause a rise in the uric acid levels in the body. Diuretic drugs used to treat high blood pressure. Anti-rejection drugs after transplant surgery, or even aspirin, can increase the level of uric acid in the body and cause gout. Lord have mercy. I mean, you can't, from every direction, you have situations. Now they're talking about diuretic drugs. Diuretic drugs, what are they? The obesity epidemic is so rampant. 1 in 5, maybe 1 in 3 now in America, that so many people are taking diuretics to help get rid of water retention, to flush the body. Okay, so there are natural diuretics, dandelion tea, natural diuretics, fruits and vegetables that help the body to release the water that the body is holding on to. Because why? You're not drinking enough water. I know that sounds crazy, but if you don't drink enough water, your body goes into survival mode. And when it goes into survival mode, it's not going to release the water because it's the brain is saying, I have to hold on to the water for survival purposes. And that is what causes the bloating and the weight gain. So if you drink more water, you lose more water. Your body triggers, your brain triggers the brain to say, okay, kidneys, we're getting enough water so you can release it. Let it go. So drink more water to lose more water. It sounds crazy, I know, but it's the truth. So give your kidneys a break and drink more water. Not sodas, not beer, not alcohol. It's not the same as plain, simple water. And try to switch up and drink alkaline water sometimes. Why? Because alkaline helps cut down on the inflammation in the body. And inflammation is another reason that you have gout. Medication, all right, we talked about that. Remedies for gout. Okay. Lime is not only an excellent source of vitamin C, but the citric acid found in lime also helps dissolve the uric acid. Okay, the vitamin C in lime also cures sore joints and strengthens the tissues in the body. So what do? You drink a glass of water with the juice of half a lime at least twice a day for visible results. Visible results. Drink a glass of water with the juice of half a lime at least twice a day, and you can start seeing the results. This is simple. Get a lime. We're not saying go out and buy a $40 prescription or a $40 health healthy something to take or tablet or whatever. No, a lime, which is very inexpensive and is something simple that you can do. Another natural treatment for gout is charcoal. You can find charcoal everywhere. Make a paste out of water and charcoal powder, half a cup of charcoal powder, and apply this to the affected area and swollen joint for effective relief from pain. So make a paste out of water and charcoal powder, about half a cup, and apply this paste to the affected area, the swollen joint, to help relieve the pain. And this is one of the best home remedies for gout in the foot. So soak the foot in this mixture for 30 minutes at a time. Okay, so make this paste out of the charcoal powder and water and either rub it on the area or thin it out some and soak your foot in this mixture for 30 minutes. Other natural treatments are ginger root. I can't talk enough about how healthy ginger is for you. You can get the ginger powder. You can get the ginger root. Ginger tends to be expensive sometimes when it's not in season, but a little piece, just buy a small piece, a nice bulb with two portions to it. Break it off, peel a small piece, grate it. Grate it or juice it. Better to juice it. If you don't have a juicer, you can grate it on the fine side of the juicer, of the grater, and squeeze the ginger juice out. You can drink it straight or make you a nice tea out of it. Lemon, ginger, whatever caffeine-free tea, green tea that you may like to have, make you a nice, cold, refreshing drink with the fresh ginger, with ginger juice. So ginger, and that's another show. We talk about how healthy ginger is for you. So, again, ginger root, devil's claw root, or white willow bark. These are herbs. Herbal supplements such as licorice, and feverfew can also be taken. Now, these herbs have an anti-inflammatory property and can reduce the symptoms of gout. Now, consult with a trained herbal doctor. Go to a nutritionist. Go to a herbal doctor. Go to your health food store. Go online. Find out what herbs, herbal supplements are good for gout. Because some people may have allergies to certain things, so find out what is good for you. Try a capsule of safflower, okay, to improve blood circulation and reduce pain and inflammation in the causes of gout. You can blend mustard powder along with whole wheat flour and water and apply this to the swollen joint. Now, you can leave this paste on overnight for best results. Again, mustard powder along with whole wheat flour and water and apply to the swollen joint. Soaking the affected foot in a bath of warm water and ground ginger. Uh-oh, going back to this ginger again. So if you juice your ginger and you have the pulp left over, put this in some warm water and soak your foot. Soak your toe. And what this does, it increases the elimination of the uric acid by inducing perspiration. So, again, back to exercise, perspiration. Your skin is the largest organ in your body. And what it does, it also acts as a cooling agent, and it also acts as a way, a thoroughfare for toxins to leave the body. So, if you perspire and if you sweat, that causes this uric acid to leave the body through the perspiration. Okay? Now, this is the diet for gout. I'm going to go to a commercial message, and I will be back with a diet for gout.
FitMuslimaSummit.com invites you to join us on our journey of health and fitness. Retreats exclusively for Muslim women with fitness education, nutritional information, and emotional wellness. From yoga class, swimming, and hiking to workshops on weight loss and diabetes management, no matter where your journey is destined to end, begin at FitMuslimaSummit.com.
All right, we're back with Vegan Health and Wellness, and I'm Dr. Rafaya, and we're talking about a diet for gout. One of the most effective ways to prevent gout from developing is changing your diet and eating habits. We go back to that again. Okay, some suggestions for a diet for gout include cherries. Now, I love cherries, and sometimes, you know, when you get these cravings and you're not pregnant, you get cravings. That's your body's way of telling you what it needs. Some of the combinations may be kind of crazy. You say, oh, I'm not going to combine. But the body knows. The body knows what it needs, and it's going to signal you. So, again, cherries, both sweet and sour, are full of antioxidants that can relieve this inflammation and pain from a gout attack. Eat a minimum of 20 fresh cherries a day for the best results. So when cherry season comes, eat cherries. Eat as many as you like because they are so good for you. But if you don't, who doesn't like cherries? Well, I guess there's some people out there that don't like cherries. But if you don't like cherries, well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to have to eat at least 20 a day to relieve these symptoms. And do this preferably in the morning. When you get up, don't get up eating a greasy breakfast. get up eating fruit and fresh water. You put that half a lime in that glass of water, drink that down, and then eat you a nice bowl of cherries. If you're on the run, it's perfect. Put them in a Ziploc bag and run. Go to work. Put them in the car. Get on the train. Get on the bus, Gus. Get everywhere. But carry those cherries with you, because why? They can help you relieve these gout attacks. Apples. Apples can neutralize the levels of uric acid in the body. Okay, that saying was the truth. Eating an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It does. Break it down. Apples can neutralize the levels of uric acid in the body. The malic acid found in apples provides relief from gout pain. So carry an apple with you to work. Put an apple in your lunchbox. We're not talking about the children, but absolutely put an apple in their lunchbox too. But put an apple in your bag and eat this apple a day with the peelings, please, with the peelings, okay? Bananas are high in potassium, and potassium is required to treat gout. Potassium helps transform crystals of uric acid into liquid, making them easier to be flushed out of the body. Here we go again, talking about water intake, flushing, moving these toxins out of the body. So eat your bananas. A banana diet for 4 days can work wonders in treating symptoms of a gout attack. Okay, so we're on the fruit section. Cherries, a minimum of 20. Apples, at least one a day. You can eat as many apples as you want. I'm not saying just eat one apple a day. No, I'm saying eat a minimum of one apple a day. Bananas, make you a fruit salad. Put bananas, apples, and cherries in a bowl. Pick your cherries. And you have a beautiful salad to take to work. You have a beautiful lunchbox salad for your children. Give them the salad, the extra that you make for yourself. Again, cherries, apples, and bananas. And then what you can do is, for a topping that's sugar-free, blend a part of the cherries, a part of the apple, and a part of the banana. Blend it up into a cream and pour that over your fruit salad. So there you have it, a gout attack fruit salad that will help you get rid of these symptoms. Other gout-friendly foods include green leafy vegetables. You know, always your mother was saying, eat your greens, boy, eat your greens, eat those greens, eat that cabbage, eat that kale, eat that parsley. Parsley is not just for decoration. Parsley is so healthy for you. So eat those green leafy vegetables, such as cabbage and kale. All right, just going to give you the benefits of kale. Not only does it combat gout, but it saves your eyesight. And again, with all the customers and people that come into my classes and students that are studying with me, and they say, well, doc, we don't eat kale. I've never had kale. How on earth could you not know about kale or have never had it? You're 20-something years old and never have had kale. That's why the importance of this show is so important. Let's talk about it. Let's get that information out there. Benefits, other than relieving gout, it saves your eyesight, strengthens bones, combats cancer, promotes weight loss. Okay, here we go. Obese people with gout. It banishes bruises and it boosts your immune system. Kale is the country cousin of collard greens, so they all go hand in hand and are healthy additions to your menu. They're low, it's low in calories and fat and high in vitamin C. We're talking about kale. It contains calcium, minerals rich in antioxidants, and beta carotene. Okay, so we're talking about kale. Pineapple. Pineapple is very, very good for you. Foods rich in vitamin C, such as tomatoes, red bell peppers, oranges, and red cabbage. Low-fat dairy products. Now, okay, you know how I personally feel about dairy products. Cut them out of your diet if you can. But if you cannot, make sure they are low-fat. But preferably, remove the dairy products from your body, from your diet, because why? They also are triggers. They're red flags that cause all sorts of inflammation and other diseases such as gout. Now, apart from adding these additions to your diet, avoid these foods. And we talked about the ones you can include. Now, avoid these. Meats. Meat is the first thing on the list. Organ meats such as brain, liver, and kidney. I guess people, they must eat a lot of these because it's right under the second listing as to what causes gout. Oily fish such as herring, mackerel, scallops, and anchovies. Now, they always talk about gout being the disease of kings, the disease of the rich. That's because if you're eating certain foods that are costly, that means that you can afford to kill your full self. You can afford to eat crazy and catch all of these diseases, but you're eating all of the wrong things. So use your money to buy all of the right things to eat. Refined sugar, processed sugar. Let me tell you about white sugar. White sugar is made through extracting sucrose from beets or sugarcane and filtering the sucrose through charred animal bones. Hello. Filtering this through charred animal bones to remove impurities. Okay, so what's wrong with this picture? They're taking the sucrose from the sugar cane and the beet sugar, and they're filtering it through charred animal bones. What do these animals have? What diseases did they have? You know what I'm trying to say. So white sugar, processed sugar, refined sugar, too much caffeine, too much tea other than green tea. Watch your tea, your coffee intake if you are suffering from gout. Eggs. If you love eggs, there are egg replacers out there, and I'm going to mention that in next week's show. If you love eggs, there are natural vegan, vegetarian egg replacers. There are egg replacers. There's one replacer called VEGG, V-E-G-G. Go to your health food store. Tofu. Tofu is soybean curd. You can scramble the tofu up, put a little turmeric, and turmeric, again, is something that helps cure gout. Add the turmeric to the tofu along with your veggies, your green peppers, just like you would make an omelet. And this is also an egg replacement. White flour. Watch the processed white bread. It causes not only fatigue, it's full of sugar and carbs, which turn into sugar, but it also increases your diabetes risk, weight gain, okay, and also gout. White bread, white sugar, white flour for baking. All of you bakers out there that love to make fluffy 10-foot high cakes, think about what you're doing to your family members. You can use whole grain wheat bread. You can use other whole grains to make your cakes. Or if you can't, just in moderation, eat the white bread, white flour cakes, and switch up with whole grain sprouted wheat or other healthier grains. Fried and oily foods. We already know what fried and oily foods do. But for gout sufferers, that's a no-no. Stay away from those fries. Stay away from that fried chicken. Stay away from the fried fish, that oily fish that we're talking about. Stay away. Processed foods. Remember, we always talk about when you're going to the supermarket, shop on the periphery of the store. Why? Because if you notice, that's where all of the fresh vegetables are. That's where your frozen things are. Because the closer the inner workings of the store, the more processed the foods get. So decrease the amount of processed foods, canned foods. Now, I know with our pocketbooks being tight these days, and you have to take an assessment of how much you're spending on your food, your shopping list gets longer and longer and longer, but try to add more green, leafy, fresh vegetables and stay away from decrease the amount of canned vegetables. Why? Because they not only include or are full of salt, but you got the aluminum thing in the cans that's also fighting against you. So eat as many fresh vegetables as you can, as opposed to canned foods. And I know you can't cut them out altogether, but break it up. Break the cycle up of eating canned foods all day, every day. Throw in those apples, throw in those cherries, throw in the pineapples, throw in the kale, throw in those things and mix it up some. Your body will thank you for it. Carbonated beverages, carbonated beverages, the sodas, even the fizzy carbonated water. Break it up because I like carbonated water myself. I love it. Put some lime juice, lemon juice, and some ice. It's a wonderful drink on a hot day, but don't overdo the carbonated vegetables. Alcohol, especially beer. For all of you gout sufferers, cut back on the beer that you're drinking. And if you suffer from gout, when you're taking that first swallow, I know it's hot. It may be hot as fire, but weigh it. Weigh it. Is it worth it? Is what you're getting, is that can of beer worth the pain and the suffering that's going to happen to you in the middle of the night when you wake up and your toe is big as a balloon and it's throbbing and it's painful and you think back, what did I eat today? You are the captain of your ship. You are the one that can only determine if you're going to eat to live or if you live to eat. Now, you make that choice. Yes, I'm fussing. I'm fussing because of what I saw this week and the pain in the faces of these brothers. And these were intelligent people. These were smart people. These are CEOs. These are presidents of companies. These are city council people. So these are people that know the difference. They know what they can do, but whether or not they do it, that's another question. Okay? Yeast. Again, we talked about yeast and meat extracts. Now, suggestions for gout. If you suffer from gout in your feet, keep them elevated during an attack. This reduces the pressure put on the joints and can lessen the pain as well. Using alternative hot and cold compresses on the affected area has been known to help relieve pain and inflammation, okay? So get you one of those, I don't know, my mom has something, bean bags or something you can put in the microwave and heat it up and get you a water bottle and put you some hot water bottle, put you some ice in it, ice water, and fluctuate between the two. Alternate the hot and cold compresses. Put this on the affected area to relieve the pain. Apply a cold compress to the area for 10 minutes and then place a hot compress on the same area for another 10 minutes. So we're alternating the hot and cold on that foot, on that hand, on that joint, on that elbow. Now, gout attacks more often if you are obese. Losing 10 pounds or more can decrease the number of attacks significantly. So start exercising. Control your diet at the earliest onset. Once you have been diagnosed, say, okay, what do I need to stop? First, it starts in your brain. First, it starts in your mind with the determination. Okay, you have to be determined and you have to have the resolve to say no. This is for me. I'm saying no to this food that I love. For me. And you know what? You're going to be blessed. If it's something that you like, of all of the things that I listed that you want to cut from your diet, there are other alternatives. And we're going to talk about that next week. Alternatives to foods that cause gout that you can eat. And I'm going to give you some recipes that you can use at home to help with this painful situation. Now, foods that you really need to exclude from your diet if you have gout are peas, beans, mushrooms, cauliflower, and spinach. Again, peas, you know, green peas, split peas, all kinds of peas. But peas are good for you for a healthy person, okay? But if you have the tendency or if you have gout, delete peas, beans. Now, I hate to say this because I love beans and everybody said you have to have beans in your diet. You absolutely do. But they help trigger. If you feel yourself going into an attack, don't eat peas, mushrooms, cauliflower, or spinach. These foods are high in proteins, okay, and they increase your cardiovascular disease, okay? All right, so again, obesity can be linked to high levels of uric acid in the blood. People who are overweight, consult your doctor and decide on a reasonable weight loss program. Fasting, severe dieting, you know what severe dieting I'm talking about, the maple syrup, lemon, cayenne, pepper diet. And I'm always talking about the drinking of this diet. It works now. It works. The lemon juice, cayenne, pepper, maple syrup diet. It works. But I'm always talking about the apricot. You know, when your apricot is soaked and it swells up, okay, and you start on these fad diets and the apricot goes down and gets smaller and smaller and smaller, you say, oh, wow, I've lost all this weight. I've been on this lemon juice, cayenne, maple syrup diet for 10 days to 2 weeks or however, and I'm down to my fighting weight, my cute weight. I'm down to 125 or below. And yes, you're cute. You're cute, and you look healthy, but what happens when you go off this fad diet? You go into an eating frenzy because your body has been deprived of so many nutrients and so many vitamins. It says eat, 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 and by all means, do not go to the grocery store hungry. Do not shop hungry. You will come out with 2 grocery carts full of food, and you're standing there at the cash register with a bill of $300, $400, and you wonder, how did this get in my cart? What in the world happened? It happened because you went to the store hungry, and you just got off that fad diet, the lemon juice, maple syrup, cayenne pepper diet. It will cause all kinds of health issues. So Be smart when you go on a diet. Change your eating habits. Instead of eating 3 meals a day or 2 meals a day, depending on your work schedule, eat snack on more small amounts of food a day. Portion out your sizes. Eat small bits of this, a small salad, a small a half a wrap sandwich or a bowl of soup. Eat this periodically during the day. Why? Because it speeds up your metabolism. It causes your body to continue to work to break down more food in smaller portions. I'm not saying eat all day long large portions. No, I'm saying eat small portions to get that metabolism going, to speed it up, to make your organs work, get your blood flowing, get your cells growing, get those muscles working with the exercise. If you can't get out on your job, walk up and down the steps. Don't take the elevator. On your break, walk around to the different offices. Walk outside. Don't send for takeout. Walk. Get those bones moving. And the gout is painful. I know it's hard to walk, but you have to try to get out of the situation that you may have put yourself in. Now, fasting again or severe dieting can actually raise uric acid levels and can cause the gout to worsen. Did you hear that? Over fasting, if you're fasting in the wrong ways, fasting is wonderful for you. It's absolutely wonderful. But if you have these diseases, do it in measure. Do it in measure. Usually people who eat what they like within limits, we always talk about eating in limits. People who have kidney stones due to uric acid may need to actually eliminate purine-rich foods from your diet because these foods raise the uric acid level in your body. Now, consuming coffee and tea is not a problem, but alcohol can raise the uric acid and provoke an episode. So drinking 10 to 12 8-ounce glasses of water can reduce kidney stones and flush the uric acid from your body. I hope you have gotten some real good tips from today's show. Thank you for joining Dr. Rafaya with Vegan Health and Wellness, and I admonish you to stay tuned next week for Vegan Health and Wellness, and we're going to recap this gout diet and what you can eat, and I'm going to give out some recipes to help you. So So take your life back into your hands and make these conscious, healthy choices. Why? Because your life depends on it. This is nothing to play with. If you're not going to be a vegan, make a conscious choice. Thank you. See you next week.